Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Hello to our friends at the Blind and Beyond radio program. It's Jerry Lynn from Christian Record Services, and I'm here to invite you to try Phone Faith, PhoneFaith, by calling 209-399-9465. What is Phone Faith? It's a telephone outreach that's by and for the blind community. It's a community of connected individuals who enjoy learning about health, faith, engagement, and so much more. It's education-driven, empowerment-promoting, and really, it's a lot of fun. With 17 hours of live programs every week on topics of interest such as mental and physical health, spirituality, community engagement, and so much more, there's always something happening on Phone Faith. Please accept my invitation to call Phone Faith at 209-399-9465. Here's the number again, 209-399-9465.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to use and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at vetdirect.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
We're back. We are definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and we're definitely back. That's right, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're live from Orlando, Florida. And for those that are turning the dial and say, what are you listening to? We're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. Right now, we're going to go to the trivia. So for those people, just listen to this trivia. Who is singing this song? And I mean singing this song because there's a lot of other people on. I want to know the lead singer. The song had other people singing, but there's only one voice in the beginning of the song. Later on, there's other people come in singing. I don't care about those people. I want to know the lead singer because on the record, it says her name. I'll give you that one. It's a girl. So who's singing the song? Play the song. Who is it? Who's singing the song? 407 894 1680, 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
And I never thought I'd feel this way. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad I got the chance to say that I do believe I love you. And if I should ever go away, well then close your eyes and try to feel the way we do today. And then if you can, smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for. For good times and bad times.
Okay, Chris.
So who's singing that song? I'm going to call in because I know who it is.
That voice, I love that song. Voice was very popular for many, many years. She's still singing at concerts.
Yeah.
So who is it? Who am I talking about? 407-894-1680. We'll take first callers first. That voice, you should know it. Who is singing the song?
A blind singer pianist who lives in California. Yeah, he lives in California, performs with her on occasion.
Was that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sure does.
We distributed most of her records.
You did?
Yeah. She was on SEPTA Records.
Okay.
When she first came out, Burt Bacharach.
Yeah. Don't say any more because you're going to give it away.
Yeah. You almost kind of spilled the beans.
Yeah,
there.
I gave a lot of hints.
You gave a lot there.
Pinto beans.
A lot of hints.
Yeah.
They probably never know who Burt Bacharach is.
Well, yes. I do.
The youngins wouldn't.
Yeah, well, that's true.
The youngins.
I was turning the channel on television last night, and I heard Neil Diamond. I thought it was new, but Lynn said it was.
His voice sounds old. I said, that's from 1970 something.
It was a concert.
Yeah. And the sound wasn't really
from
good.
PBS. It was from PBS.
Yeah, but the sound was awful.
First, they had Barbra Streisand the night before.
Yeah.
And then they had Neil Diamond last night.
Wow. See, yeah. I don't watch TV.
I don't watch TV. I have to listen to it because it's so loud, but I don't watch
it. I don't. If I watch anything, it's the local news for 30 minutes, or I'll turn on Netflix and watch a movie or a show or something. But
We can't get Netflix.
Why?
I don't know. We have DirecTV. I don't know. If we can, I don't know how to do it.
Well, no, Netflix is a subscription. You got to pay.
Yeah, you got to buy it.
Yeah, you got
to
buy
it. Oh, you have to buy it. That's why we don't have it.
Yeah.
It's only $12 a month.
My wife is too cheap. She wouldn't get it.
Yeah, don't feel bad. I don't have it either. I'm next to the flick.
Yeah, well, it's $12 a month for all you can possibly watch on Netflix.
Yeah, that's too rich for my blood.
Oh, gosh.
Listen, we got four callers. I got the phone lines lit up.
Okay.
Anybody new?
Yes. I got Kwanzaa from Wildwood, Florida.
Kwanzaa.
Yeah, Kwanzaa from Wildwood, Florida. I got Eugene from Clearwater. I got Tony from Wellington, Florida. And Terry said, I'm trying to go out the year with a bang, but it's not happening. So Terry trying hard tonight.
Poor Terry.
All right, let's hear from Kwanzaa.
All right, so let's go to Kwanzaa in Wildwood, Florida. Kwanzaa, how you doing, Carla?
All right, I'm doing all right.
All right, so Kwanzaa, he's over in Wildwood. I guess they wild out there in the woods. I guess he got a good wild answer for us too, right, Kwanzaa?
Oh yeah, you know it.
Okay, all right. Well, Kwanzaa,
so who's the answer, Kwanzaa?
Dion Ward.
Yep.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh.
Good job.
Good job.
Yeah,
how long have you been listening to the show, Kwanzaa?
For about 3 months now.
Is that right? Well, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. $10 gift card coming your way from Subway.
Oh, man. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, congrats.
See, it pays to listen to Blind to Beyond Radio Show.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening.
Kwanzaa, hang tight. Don't hang up. All right. Stay right there.
Thank you for listening.
Saying hello to anybody else just to say hi?
Yeah, we should say hello.
All right. Well, let's go to Tony and say hi.
Hi, Tony. How you doing, Tony?
No, I already gave the answer.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But we were just stopping in to say hi, Tony. You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Hey, happy holidays to you and the family, all right?
Happy holidays.
You too, okay?
All right.
Okay. All right, take care.
You too. Who else on the line?
And that's it. Everybody else just said, no. Yeah, they just did one of them numbers. So it was Eugene and Terry.
Hi, Terry. Hi, Eugene.
So, hi, Terry. Hi, Eugene. Terry, Terry, just keep listening, Terry. We got two more. We got three more weeks.
Who knows? Right, I might throw in another trivia tonight. Who knows?
All right, I got to tell you a story. This is a cute story.
I only have four minutes. Yeah. You could sell it after our next guest.
Okay.
You want to do that?
All right.
Yeah.
Because you can't tell a short story, Michael.
No. See, she knows you a little. She knows you a little, Michael.
That was a good song.
Oh, of course it is.
So,
a short story?
That was next to You Talk Too Much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Okay, man, that song, You Talk Too Much.
Yeah, nah. I don't. That's not one of my
favorites. Song's called To Make a Long Story Short.
So you want to go to a break a couple minutes early? We'll talk to our guests.
Yeah,
and we'll
let's
go to
do
your
that.
Story
yeah.
And whatever, whatever.
Okay.
Let's do that.
You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to go to break and we'll come back and have a guest. And then we'll do maybe another trivia. Who knows?
Because live radio, we can do that.
Yes, this is live, not recorded. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is Michael. It's holiday time, and I want to thank all our listeners, all our sponsors, for allowing us to come in your home and enjoy Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And this is Lynn. We'd like to wish you all a healthy and happy holiday season, and we can't wait to come back in 2024 for another fabulous year on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with Guide Narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Hi, this is Dave Hillebrand with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And this is Brenda Hillebrand.
And we just like to say Merry Christmas!
And happy holidays.
All the best to you and your family, and looking forward to seeing you next year with more fun and prizes.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
SAVA Foundation is an international eye care foundation that preserves and restores sight in underserved communities. 90% of people with vision loss live in low and middle income countries where access to eye care is minimal or does not exist. SAVA co-creates sustainable solutions with local partners across 20 plus countries to ensure that communities have access to eye care even when SAVA's intervention has ended. Since 1978, SAVA and partners have provided eye care services to over 50 million people and counting. For just $50, you can help provide cataract surgery to someone in need through SAVA. To join their mission of a world free of avoidable blindness and become part of the movement, visit SAVA.org today. That is SAVA, SEVA.org.
Support for Blind to Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
Hi, this is Gary Sinclair, co-host of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Once again, the holidays are here, and I want to wish you all a merry, merry Christmas and a blessed and safe new year.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
Welcome back.
That's right. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. If you'd like to call in, we'd love to hear from you. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. The phone number again, I'll repeat it, 407-894-1680. And now, Lynn, you are up.
Okay, well, we'd like to welcome back our guest, Dr. Leonora Ruff. And Dr. Leonora Ruff, if this is your first time listening out there, Dr. Leonora Ruff, she is with Christian Record Services in Lincoln, Nebraska, and she is the Phone Faith Coordinator. And we've spoken to Dr. Ruff several times and learned a lot about phone faith. So we'd like to welcome you back, Dr. Ruff.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
Well, we're glad to have you. And we talked to you about several of the free programs that you offer.
Yes.
So would you like to talk to about them a little bit again before you introduce your special guest?
Well, yes. We talked
briefly,
about...
You talk briefly and then we'll you have you introduce your guest.
Yes, we talked about, on this segment, we talked about the social programs that we
right.
have.
And the spiritual programs,
faith,
yes.
And then we talked about the spiritual programs. And tonight, right. I think we're focusing on the health and wellness
right.
program.
Right.
And on Mondays, we have what's called Healthy Choices. It's at 6 Central, 7 Eastern PM. That's on every Monday. We have Healthy Choices. And then on Tuesdays, first and third Tuesdays, we have diabetes support where all the experts from the medical field come in and talk about information that would enhance the education and awareness of those being challenged with diabetes. On Wednesdays, we have what's called Healthy Connections. And that is where we have a gamut of individuals in the medical field talk about the importance of taking care of ourselves or eating habits, all of that exercise, sleep, and so forth. And then on Tuesday, the fourth Tuesday in the month, we have what's called Loving Yourself, as you know, our bodies is the temple of God. And so we take care of our bodies so we can enjoy the positive outcomes of the healthy choices and the healthy connections that we make. But tonight we are focusing on part of the health and wellness, mental health. That is so very important. It affects our mind and our spirit.
It's just amazing. Dr. Ruff, it's amazing that you have all these programs and they're free.
Yes, they are. They are free.
Okay. So before we introduce the next guest, just brief, don't forget, we have new listeners every week, Dr. Ruff. Can you just very briefly in a few sentences tell everybody, they're wondering what is phone faith? So just tell them that, how they access it, and then let's go, pardon me, to your guest.
All right. Phone faith is an outreach program of Christian Record Service for the Blind. It has 17 live call-in programs per week, and it focuses on the it focuses on the mind, body, spirit. That we and the presenters come in and they're experts in their field, and they give information to enhance education and awareness. And I tell you, it is such a blessing to be able to have wonderful presenters. We have hosts, volunteer hosts, who host the program and make sure everything is running according to plan. And then Phone Faith can be accessed by www.phonefaith.org or christianrecordservices.org or 209-399-9465.
Okay. Well, thank you. Before we go further, I'd like to introduce you to our co-host tonight, Sheila Young.
Good evening, Dr. Hi, Sheila. I believe you've been on when I've been on before.
Oh, okay. So. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Well, without further ado, why don't you introduce your guest? Because I know, is it a man or a woman? I only have a Dr. Trahan, is it?
Yes, he's a man.
He's a man. Well, there you go. Okay. I wasn't sure. I just said Dr. Well, Trahan.
Dr. Lefevre is one of our guests on presenters on Phone Faith. He has been with us several times over the last couple of years, and he is just a wonderful, knowledgeable person. He comes to us from the NFL, Chicago Bears, and the Dallas Cowboys.
So Chris Shaw, do you hear this? Chris is from Chicago.
Yeah, I got really excited. My ears went up.
That bad. And I noticed.
He authored,
yes.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
He authors the book, Life Before and After NFL. And he brings a ton of knowledge and experiences with him when he comes to present on Phone Faith, talking about mental health and how individuals can survive and thrive during the holiday seasons, especially when individuals tend to have anxiety, depression, and all the other challenges that accompany the isolation and loneliness and so forth. So tonight we will hear from Dr. Lefevre as he brings to us tips on how we can survive through the holidays.
Well, that's Dr. good Lefevre, because that's good because we spoke about that right before Thanksgiving, and that's a very important topic.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ruff, for that warm introduction. And I'm also thankful that Blind and Beyond afforded me the opportunity to be here. So tonight, again, as Dr. Ruff mentioned, our talk is about really holiday stress. And we know it's a very stressful time during the holidays. And we want to talk about tips to deal with the stresses of the holidays. We know it's a time of celebration, but it is also a time for stress for many. So before we discuss tips on how to deal with anxiety and stress, I just want to give a working definition, right? We've heard it before. Stress can be defined as a state of worry, mental tension caused by difficult situations in life. And we know so many life events that we all have experienced, death of a loved one, mental emotional stress, depression. And it's a natural human response to the challenges of life. But on the other hand, anxiety is really characterized by feelings of tension. I heard this man, he defined his anxiety as being like trapped behind walls, iron bars, and just being able to come from behind that wall is a challenge. So health and wellness tips are so important on dealing with anxiety and how to manage it during the holiday season. So here are some tips that have been helpful to many of my clients and many of individuals who I have worked with. First is, you know, find someone that you trust to talk to during the holiday season, a loved one, a friend, perhaps a clergy or a mental health professional. That can be very helpful in reducing anxiety or stress. Trying to manage your worries, that's hard, right? When you think of worries and stressors, really will want to identify different thought patterns that may trigger anxiety or worry. And identify effective routines can be very effective in reducing anxiety. Look after your physical health. That's so important. Walking, exercise, before you develop a routine, perhaps talking to a professional. That's so important. Breathing exercises, that is important. Box breathing, diaphragmatic breathing is so important as well. And keeping a daily gratitude journal, that's so important. I have clients who use affirmations and things to help boost their emotions during times of stress. One tip that has been very beneficial, I'm a man of faith, and many of the individuals I work with, prayer and meditation, a favorite Bible verse, has been very helpful to meditate on during times of stress. There's a quote that is very helpful when you think about stress. It says, it's not how much we have, right? When you think about the holiday seasons, but how much we enjoy that makes happiness. Many times we focus on what we don't have, but if we focus on the things that we do have and be grateful for those blessings, we'll find that happiness will come. And just attending to our overall mental health and wellness, as Dr. Ruff mentioned that on Phone Faith, they really encourage to focus on the whole person, right? Our mind, our body, and our spirit. So I hope these tips will be helpful for our listeners as we think about the holiday season and the stresses and the challenges of life that we all go through, but with the proper tips and tools and health and wellness tips that we can overcome some of those stressors. So thank you so much for having me.
Dr. Lefebvre, Michael, when you're done, I have a question.
So okay, doctor, this is Michael.
Hey, Michael, how are you doing?
Well, when you're talking about stress, I guess you say I'm the perfect candidate of what you're talking about right now, because I went blind due to my stress. I got cancer due to my stress. So people want to know about stress. I can tell them all about stress. Mm. And what you're saying right now, if I would have met you, I guess you say about 15 years ago, I guess I wouldn't be blind today. Mm. People don't understand. I guess I was a leader at the time, because now they're writing about it.
You were a trendsetter.
I was a trendsetter.
For the wrong thing.
Yeah. Now they understand about how stress can affect your body, not just mentally, but affect, like, for instance, affect my eyes, because my eyes are fine. It's my brain that did me in. So I'm blind because it's my brain, because of stress.
And you know what, Dr. Trevor, your area code is 954 and ours was 954. So say if Michael had met you 15 years ago,
yep,
maybe he
wow.
would. Yeah, I noticed right away your area code.
Yes, I'm in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Yeah, well, we used to live in Carl Springs.
Oh, awesome. I currently live in Sunrise.
Oh, there you go. See, it's a small world.
Our office was at Sunrise.
Yeah, it was.
Off a commercial.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
So I have a question, doctor. And this is Sheila. It's very nice to meet you. A lot of blind people who live alone have severe depression throughout the holidays. So what would you say to them? And have you had blind individuals call the Phone Faith that you've spoken with?
First, individuals who are struggling with visual impairment, they're blind during the holiday season, that can be a very difficult time. My father actually has visual impairment. Both my paternal grandmother was blind and maternal, they were blind. But I would say, you know, one, not allowing yourself to get in that low point, reaching out for help. And I believe that's one of the challenges, because when you find yourself, when life changes, when you're blind, you isolate yourself, feelings of depression. Sometimes you lose hope, right? Mm-hmm. So trying to be active, developing a routine, asking for help, right? Letting people in your space. I find that to be very helpful for individuals struggling. So that's what I would say to them, you know, reach out for help and don't be afraid.
And which one of the programs would you highly recommend as a first step for somebody, as that Sheila's talking about, somebody that's really down in the dumps right now?
I know down in South Florida, I know it's different for every state. We have the Lighthouse.
I meant with Phone Faith.
With Phone Faith. My father, he's on every day. They have prayer. To see my father actually reach out and join the groups, trivia, like the mental health and wellness, all of the guest speakers. I mean, it's been a blessing for him. So I would encourage, you know, call in daily, because it's something to do every day.
Yeah.
That's a great blessing. And it's been a great outreach for him. Yes.
Terrific.
That's wonderful. And I would love to learn more about this from you, because I am in Florida. I happen to be president of the Florida Council of the Blind. And I think it would be an awesome program for us to share with our overall membership in FCB.
Well, thank you so much. I look forward to connecting with you.
Dr. Ruff, do you have any other things to add tonight to tonight's conversation?
Well, I can just say that the struggle is real.
Yes,
and sometimes when the health and wellness information comes up, by the way, mental health is every third Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m. Central, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, every third Wednesday night. And it is so important, and people pour out their hearts. Phone Faith is a trusted and safe platform for individuals to call into. The presenters are professional and confidential, and the callers, the other callers who are listening, they are also confidential, because we're all in this together. And so we try to listen to each other, encourage each other. It is just a platform where it's a lot of inspiration and encouragement that others can feel safe to talk about what they're struggling with. And we, in turn, get the presenters who can address their issues.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful service. And so I'm going to start promoting it for sure.
Well, that's very nice. So that's the Healthy Connections, you said, Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m.
Yes, we have Healthy Connections every Wednesday night. But
no, I read
Wednesday
that wrong.
Night...
Yeah, I read that wrong. Okay. I'm sorry. It's Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. I'm okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Every Wednesday, yes. Mm-hmm. And we have individuals like Dr. Lefevre and others come in and really do a wonderful job on hitting the issues, you know?
Yeah. And I'd like to know a little bit before we say goodnight tonight, we still have a few minutes. Could you please tell us more about the diabetes support? Because I would wager a guess, I don't know about percentiles, but many, many of our listeners are diabetic, as is Michael. So,
well, diabetes is the number one cause of blindness.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, we have experts in the field, in the medical field, come in and talk about diabetes and the causes and how it can be managed and supported. We have individuals on the line who are now changing their eating habits. When they go back, they come back and say their numbers are better. They have made a change. And we actually have, I think we have one person on the line who has reversed her diabetes. So it's a lot of different things to think of when you're putting your meals together, the way they exercise and so forth. It affects the body in that way. And so it's about support, managing, listening, changing, making a change, and seeing the results. They feel so good when they have the numbers are lowering and they can say, oh, my numbers are getting better. And that's just a great feeling, because when the numbers get better, the body responds. And so we're grateful that we have the medical teams who are willing to commit and dedicate themselves to bringing information to the group that can enhance their quality of life and support independence.
That's great. And that's the first and third Tuesdays of the month at 6 p.m. Central, yes, and 7 p.m. Eastern, yes, time. So audience, yes, out there, I mean, this is just a wonderful program, Phone Faith. You have so much to choose from, so much to learn. And then you can also just meet people, just say hello. And mm-hmm, like Dr. Favor's father, he just looks forward to it every week.
Every day.
Every day, he said. Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's right. So can you tell us again how people can find Phone Faith? First of all, you can go to our website and click on Christian Record Services for the Blind. And I'm sure that, pardon me, that there's information about Phone Faith there also. So, but
yes,
if they'd like to find it directly, Dr. Ruff, how would they find it directly?
www.phonefaith.org. That's on the computer.
Yep.
And they can also connect through the computer. If they, you know, if they want to, they can connect right into a call at the specific time from that website. And they can also call 209-399-9465. No code, just a straight number.
Wow, that's a miracle.
Well, we'd like to thank you, Dr. Ruff, for coming back on the show again. We'd like to thank Dr. LaFavor, and it was nice to meet you, Dr. LaFavor. And hopefully,
thank you for having me.
Yeah, it was
thank
a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
We learned a lot tonight, and I hope the audience did as well. And we wish you a wonderful thank holiday you. And a healthy and happy holiday. And of course, the most important thing, healthy, to be healthy and have a wonderful new year.
Yes, thank you, Dr. LaFavor. And thanks to everyone at Blind and Beyond. We look forward to coming every time.
We hope so. We hope to talk to you next year. That would be wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You have a
You're
good
welcome.
Week. Take care. Good night.
You too. Good night.
Right. Good night. Chris, we better go to a quick break, and then we come back, and Sheila and I are going to talk a little bit.
That was Roger. Interesting.
It was. Yeah. But this, yeah, they've been on quite a few times.
Yeah, they've been on before.
Yeah. Chris, are we going to break?
Yes, we are.
Hi, this is Sheila Young, and I'm one of the co-hosts on Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I want to wish you and your family a wonderful holiday season. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a very happy and safe New Year.
Hello to our friends at the Blind and Beyond radio program. It's Jerry Lynn from Christian Record Services, and I'm here to invite you to try Phone Faith, PHONEFAITH, by calling 209-399-9465. What is Phone Faith? It's a telephone outreach that's by and for the blind community. It's a community of connected individuals who enjoy learning about health, faith, engagement, and so much more. It's education-driven, empowerment-promoting, and really, it's a lot of fun. With 17 hours of live programs every week on topics of interest such as mental and physical health, spirituality, community engagement, and so much more, there's always something happening on Phone Faith. Please accept my invitation to call Phone Faith at 209-399-9465.
Here's the number again, 209-399-9465.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. A truly happy person is the person who can enjoy the scenery on a detour.
Hi, this is Charles, wishing you, our Blind and Beyond radio audience, a very blessed holiday season. Looking forward to hearing from you again in 2024, in the new year.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I wish you could, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Did I say it nice and slow? I was going to tell you a story. A fast story. A short story. For those folks who don't know, my family was in the record business, and I was in the clothing business after the record business. While they still were in the record business. Now, my whole life has been stress, because when you are in the clothing business, everything's up against time, money. And if you ever speak to people that own the garment industry, they'll tell you it's very stressful.
Getting the samples made.
Getting the samples made. But another problem was for my family, it goes back to my family. We the men didn't cook, it's true, but we were all in business one way or another. And we were all stressful and we're all stressed out. We never knew how to relax. My brother to this day, like me to this day, he doesn't know how to relax. None of us had hobbies. My father, may he rest in peace, he didn't have a hobby. My brother doesn't have a hobby. I don't have a hobby. So we worked and we worked and we worked.
And your brother's 5 years older and he's still working.
Yeah, my brother's 5 years old and he's still working. Matter of fact, he opened a business at 85 years old. He opened a new business. He's got a store in Fort Lauderdale. So all I can say is this. stress can affect you many ways. Me, it affects my eyes, it affects me getting cancer. But I tell you something, the one thing it did make me realize is how to enjoy life, because I can tell you right now, I'm blind, but I'm enjoying life more now than when I was sighted. This is what I just said, because you won't understand what I just said. I'll repeat it nice and slow. When I was sighted, my life was going 100 miles an hour. I never stopped. I never stopped to smell the roses. Honestly, didn't enjoy that much my wife and my kids, because I was always working, traveling. Now I'm blind and I have time. I can enjoy my wife, even though she yells at me and she tells me what to do. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Because we can relate. She's my best friend. And the point is, stress has played a big part of my life. But my blindness, as many of you can say, is a weakness or a minus. Well, to me, it wasn't. It was numbness. And it taught me many things I didn't know about life. To enjoy it. To enjoy what you have, which I never did before when I was sighted. When I had the big cars and the big houses and all the big things, we used to go out to dinner, 20 people at a time. Imagine a bill for a food bill. I'm not making this up. It was over $2,000 at a restaurant. That wasn't unusual, because I was in the garment industry and taking customers out to eat. And I have, when Vegas, we had 14 rooms for a week. You know, that cost 14 rooms in Vegas for a week, a lot of money. And the answer this way, we enjoy working. This is what I said. I enjoy working, but I didn't know what life was all about then. So I'm telling you now, my listeners, it sounds funny, but it's the truth. My blindness has got me to a point where I can enjoy life, because I don't need life to see. I need life to breathe, to hear. Thank God I can hear. And that's my little story. So
thank God it wasn't a long story.
Yeah, if you want to call in 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680.
Yeah, Sheila, we'll talk about that other topic another day.
That's fine.
Next time you're on, this is, yeah. I don't know if people heard the whole show, but in the beginning I said to Sheila that today, December 3rd, is International Day of Persons with Disabilities. And what that is aims to promote the rights and well-being of persons with disabilities in all spheres of society and development. So we were going to expand on that a little bit. We can do that another time.
Well, and I will tell you, Lynn, that for all of those that are listening, the Older Americans Act, which is what we're trying to promote right now with the Alliance on Aging with Vision Loss, is to include blind and visually impaired individuals in the Older Americans Act, because it's not included. So, you know, things like Meals on Wheels and home care and that kind of stuff, it's not included in the legislation. And it would be so helpful if those that are out there are in the seniors, like myself, and if you would reach out to your senators and your congressmen and tell them that we're not an afterthought. We are here and we are part of society, and we want to continue living in our homes. We want to continue living independently.
We need to
age in place. That's right. And it's important that we start pushing for it, or we're going to be left behind again. Because blind and visually impaired individuals are always an afterthought.
Hey, Mike, Lynn, Sheila, we got a call on the phone line all the way from Aventura, Florida.
Okay. All right.
Mike, how you doing?
Hi, Mike.
You know what I really like about your show? Your show, Michael, is very inspirational, and it helps a lot of other blind people that are newly blinded to get moving, as they say. By the way, is your contest still on for the $50 gift certificate?
No.
No, it's ended.
It's ended.
Now.
It's what?
It ended this week, last past Sunday, it ended.
Uh-huh. But I want to tell you, I enjoy your show. In fact, there's a station in Washington, D.C., that's owned by a group called Radio One. They do a lot for the disabled. I'm going to be calling them sometime during the week and maybe seeing about getting them on your show.
I have a question for you. I have a question for you, Mike. I have a question for you. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it so much. But why didn't you write? You had a month to write in for the gift cards. You had a month.
I don't have a computer.
So we had phone number. You could have called the 407 phone number.
Okay, what's the phone number?
And then we gave out on the air a special phone number for the gift cards on the phone.
Okay.
We gave it out every week.
What is the phone?
Well, it's too late now because it's over.
Just uh-huh. Yeah. There'll be others.
There'll be others.
All right.
Thank you for calling, Mike, and happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays.
You too.
Thank you for your call.
Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you for your call.
All right. Okay.
Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. One thing I want to say to everyone, not just my blind friends, but the sighted community as well, we had a gift card that we're going to wave. It was about 5 weeks on the air.
You talked about it so much.
Lynn just said, talked about it so much on the air. And we gave a phone number if you didn't have a computer. Now, I know a lot of my listeners are multimillionaires and they don't need the $50. But the point I'm saying is we were very surprised that we didn't have more people that write in. We enjoyed a lot of people who wrote in, but the word that most of my friends who are sighted or blind, they leave out a word. It's called persistence. It's called the initiative of doing something, not just sitting back and wait. So if you hear something and you want to do something, do it. Don't wait. Do it. There is this is a trivia.
No time for trivia.
No?
No.
Oh, okay. No, well, I'll give you the answer. I'll give you the answer for the trivia. I was going to say there is a company that is a multi-millionaire company. And their slogan that you all know on the hats, if they're in sports, it's true. And their slogan says,
That's easy. I got you on that one.
What?
Just do it. Nike.
Just do it. That's it. Just do it.
Yeah, I got you on that one.
Just do it.
You said sports. I know that.
That's it. They have a slogan, and it's a swish on their hats.
Yeah.
Blind people wouldn't know it. But their slogan, they say it all the time, just do it. That's their slogan. Just do it.
Well, I have a quick question for you, Michael, and Chris and Lynn. So what Christmas carol was broadcast from space?
From space?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, I know what she's talking
Jingle Bell
about.
Rock.
Jingle Bells, not Jingle Bell Rock. Bells.
And which mission was it? Because I don't remember.
I believe it was when the car went into space from Elon Musk, I believe, and it played Jingle Bell a couple of years ago. It was recent.
No, it was a long time ago.
Okay, then I'm on the wrong I'm on the wrong planet.
Oh gosh. So, Chris, in answer to your question, I don't think so because we're gonna go off the air. I gotta do my wrap up and it's 8:55.
Okay, so I'll let Peter know.
Yeah, he just
wanted to say thank you for what are you getting ready to do? Because the visually impaired community sometimes feel is an afterthought. And right. Meals on Wheels and things that he was saying, just they don't get the blind community don't get the intuitive or the same relief that everybody else gets.
Well, and the problem is, Chris, and I will throw this out there, if you are concerned about your services, start calling your senator and start calling your congressman.
Take initiative. That's what Michael said.
You've got to do it. Because they're not going to listen to us, just one person. They're going to listen. Action occurs in groups.
I had a problem, and I called my congressman, and it worked.
It sure did. Boy, did that help. But that's why, like, Sheila's organization, and I'm sure, and the others too, NFB does also, but ACB, they go to Washington, folks, yep. And they stand there in the rain.
Yeah, we do.
I saw those pictures in the cold and the rain.
Show us the money.
Advocating for the blind. But anyway, I just wanted to remind everybody to join us next week. We're switching back. Now Gary's taking Sheila's spot. So Gary co-host Gary Sinclair will be with us next week, as well as a guest from the Alabama Industries for the Blind. And you know it, there's always much, much more. We don't tell you now. You have to tune in. That's right. Right?
Right.
Right, Sheila?
Right, yes, miss.
Ma'am. That's it.
Right, Mrs.
That's
G.
That's it, Chris.
And I just want to wish everybody a very happy Hanukkah, happy holiday, and a safe and happy new year, because I will not be back until 24.
Wow.
So,
see you next year.
And we met you in 2010.
I know.
Oh my goodness. You put up with the Golders for 14.
That's really hard to do, you know. But I loved every minute.
We never went back to that restaurant, that bar. Are you still in business?
Green Parrot? Yeah. I don't know if it's even still there.
It's probably not.
Yeah.
They had good wings.
So, Chris, will you be back next week?
Yes, I believe so. I got to go
you
back.
Better be.
Well, no. I think someone had booked me to come do something. So I got to double check and make sure.
Oh, I was just kidding.
Yeah. That's why I got to double check and make sure.
Oh.
What?
He might have something next week.
What, next Sunday?
Yeah.
Who's going to be doing the show?
You.
Right.
I said Chris.
We'll talk about it off the air.
We'll talk about it.
Okay. So it's 8:58, folks. Michael?
Folks, all I can say is glad you were listening.
The gold.
Thank you for letting us in your home.
It was the Golders that booked me for next week.
Oh, you're pulling a fast one. It's not even April.
He had my wife worried already.
No, I wasn't worried. I was thinking positive.
No, wait, no.
I thought maybe Glenn was.
I had to get it out because I heard it in my Chris. What? Wait a minute. That's all I heard.
And listen, I'm sounding pretty good. My Eagles lost today,
oh.
and I'm not even crying.
No, you're not. And I took the computer away from him at 6:35, Chris. So.
They got
I
know, right? It wasn't even close.
And what about the Chicago Bears?
We won Thursday night.
No kidding.
By all field goals.
Who'd you beat?
We played another field goal team that just barely, they the only team that scored a touchdown.
Remember.
I can't.
Okay.
It's been
you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Thank you for listening. God bless you all. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Good night. Good night, everybody.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got